Hey, hey, now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm so excited about this topic. It has come up over and over again, and I have been dealing with it and really, really trying to help the brothers out, the sisters out, everybody out there who's trying to figure out how to make a way out of no way and get to the next level. We are still creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And so that means you. People do not think of themselves as being in a position to have $1 million net worth, and it can happen. There are several steps that we have to get to in order for that to manifest. But the first step is mastering the little bit that we have right now. The Bible says that he who is faithful with little will be faithful with much. He who is unfaithful with little will be unfaithful with much. Who can be trusted with true riches if he can't handle unrighteous money? And so that test is something for me to pass too. If I am not faithful with the few people who are listening, with the few people who are watching, then I will not be faithful with the many, the billions and the millions and the hundreds of millions who will be watching in the future. And so it is important for us to deal with the things that are a problem. And some of these things that we have to deal with are ugly. We don't like to talk about it. It causes debate. As a matter of fact, the last time I brought this subject up, I had all kind of people calling, so I want y'all to get ready to start dialing in, because I am dealing today with the child support issue again. Now, I still stand by my earlier statement wherein we were talking about the basketball player who went back to petition for his baby's mother to get less child support because he invariably was either making less money or just had less money available to him. My position was that he had made somewhere close to, you know, nine figures. That's $100 million plus during his career. So if he did not have the financial wherewithal to properly put that money in the right places and do the right thing with it, then it is my opinion that the child should not suffer as a result. And of course, we've had folks who called in who disagreed, and I know all the drama that happens. And I can't speak to that from experience because I don't pay child support. My husband doesn't pay child support. I did not have to deal with that. But I do understand that it is an issue. And so I heard you. I heard your pain. I heard your cry. And guess what? I have a solution to help every brother out there get your child support back. So I want you to stand up. I want you to be responsible. But I've got a plan for you to get your child support back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson. I am your host. We're still creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time. But right now, we're going to take a break. This is WVON. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Of course, you know I am so excited always to talk about wealth, but I am extremely, extremely excited about this topic because the truth is we just haven't dealt with it. And what prompted me to start talking about this is because I keep getting so many people who are trying to change their money situation. And on the one side of it, We've got the brothers and some sisters, too, in some cases. But, you know, I'm just going to tell the truth. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it or make it really nice or make it, you know, something like kumbaya. We can all get along. We are not all getting along when it comes to this child support issue. We are not getting along. People are not building wealth. Children's lives are being impacted as a result. And we have a divide where we have one side saying this and another side saying that. And, you know, my personal situation with it, if we want to say that I have been impacted by it, I haven't been impacted in my adult life in terms of having to deal with myself or my spouse, having to deal with child support. But my father is still paying child support to my mother, and they are in their 60s. And it has prevented him from getting a passport and being able to live the life that he envisions for himself simply because of choices that he made in his 20s that he thinks he cannot get away from, that he thinks he still, or at one point, he did not think he could, he thought he could get away from, and at one point that he did not feel like he could overcome. So I've had the opportunity to speak to so many of you who are trying to change your financial situation, and I have basically three steps for everybody that everybody needs to follow. Now, I know that all the financial experts out there, they've got their answers. They've got their solutions. They're telling you to get debt free and fix your credit. And there's a dispute. Well, you don't need to fix your credit because Jay-Z doesn't need credit. Well, Jay-Z got $19 billion. He can go out and buy anything he wants. So, no, he doesn't need credit. But you need to buy a house. You need a car. You need good credit. Why? Because you want to pay as little interest as possible. You have a middleman, and it's called the interest rate, that is in between you and your financial dreams. And you want that middleman to decrease and to be as little as possible. So while you are building wealth, while you are building your financial empire, and while you are trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B and how not to rob Peter to pay Paul, not how to rob Jane to pay Sue, then yes, you need good credit. The other thing that people want to focus on is being debt free. I know a lot of people who are debt free and still broke. Being debt free is not the only part of the solution. Now, it's a big part, but it's not the only part. So I have three steps. One is to spend less money. You've heard me talk about that. Two is to get more money by building multiple streams of income. On yesterday's show or on a previous show, I talked a lot about the steps to building your business. It's not as hard as everybody's making it. It's real simple. Home-based business, your name, your social security number, get your social media page, a website, and boom, you are in business. Now, you can't do that if you are running a dentist or a doctor's office. You all know that. But this is for low-risk consulting-based businesses or things that you do like Uber Eats or driving or any kind of most kinds of independent contractor work. The next step is to get your money back. And that's what I'm talking about. So we've got situation after situation after situation where there's a brother out there trying to make it and feels like he can't get ahead. So because the child support game has got him on lockdown. Well, I'm going to tell you to get your money back. I'm going to tell you to use the strategies that you have learned here in terms of getting your money back in order to apply to your child support situation. You can hire your child to work in your home-based business. You can pay each child up to $12,000 a year. That becomes a tax write-off to you that significantly decreases the amount of money that you owe the IRS. So if you used to owe the IRS $3,000, now when you hire your child to work in your home-based business, you can get up to a deduction up to $12,000, thereby completely eliminating what you owe the IRS. Let's say you don't owe the IRS. Let's say you already get money back. Well, if you get back $3,000, maybe you're going to get back $6,000. You can hire your child to work in your home-based business even if you are the non-custodial parent. We will be right back. This is WVON. Lynn Richardson, we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. Don't turn that dial.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm Lynn Richardson, and I'm still helping to create millionaires one family at a time, and that means you, and it starts with paying your child support. Brothers, you cannot get away from it. So here's the deal. If you do not pay your child support, you cannot get a license doing almost anything. They're going to stop you every step of the way. I have seen people try to get licenses to do something as little as deliver something. You know, maybe in a specific state, there is a specific type of license required to get to the next level in a trade or a company or a career that you are already in. And you get to that question and it says, do you owe student loans and do you owe child support? Now, the student loan question, I can help anybody get over that in about 6 months. Even if you default on your student loans, you can go into rehabilitation. I can get anybody out of a student loan situation. But the only way you're going to get out of the child support cycle, out of the child support rat race, out of the child support prison is to pay it. The problem begins to surface when there is back child support that has been due from 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and it never ends. And I am telling you, I am a living witness. I am in my 40s. My youngest child is in college. And my parents are still dealing with child support from 40 plus years ago. So it's not going away. There is no law. There is no legislation that's going to make it disappear. And while we are talking about all the things that we think everybody else does to us, and when I say us, I'm talking about a collective us. I'm talking about people of color, and I'm talking about all colors, and that includes white, because poor is poor, and the issue becomes green. And when we are dealing with these issues that impact the poverty mindset, then I want to look at the things that they're doing, but I also want us to do the things that we are supposed to do ourselves. So when it comes to child support, pay it. If you have a question about the paternity, get a paternity test. The end. Everything after that is psychological and emotional, and it's not going to get you anywhere. But I have an objective mathematical solution that will help you win. So a couple of the myths with hiring your child in your home-based business are the following. One, if I am not the custodial parent, then I cannot hire my child in my home-based business. That's not the truth. You do not have to be the custodial parent. The other myth is, well, I don't claim the child on my tax return, so I cannot hire them in my home-based business. That also is a myth. Claiming the child as a dependent on your tax return and or being the custodial parent is of no consequence. It is non-consequential, and it is not something that you have to be concerned with. These are the rules for hiring your child to work in your home-based business. Number one, give them a job description. Actually hire them and give them a job description. So prepare a communication, a written communication that can be documented and provided as proof of your status to the IRS in the event that you are audited. So you have a job description for the child. I've got many job descriptions. I have done the entrepreneurial tips for kids. If you email me, I can provide you with ideas. The simplest one, or the most difficult one, I should say, everybody says, well, what can a child do? What can an infant do? And here's the rule for hiring your child to work in your home-based business. They must be able to do any job that any other child can do and be paid a reasonable salary therewith. So, for example, you cannot pay your child $12,000 a year to take out the garbage once a week. That's not going to fly with anybody. Nobody gets paid $12,000 per year to take out the little trash pan in your little home-based business once a week. If you know a job like that, please call me 888-LYNN-123 and let me know so I can stop working so hard, because I can go get about 10 of those jobs and just be done with it. So the job has to be a job that a child any other child that age can do, and you have to pay them a commensurate salary. A 3 or 4 year old can help with social media. These little children have iPads, iPhones. They've got all kind of stuff. So a child who can work an iPad can work in an office. Let me repeat. A child who can use an iPad can work in your office. They can do something. They can be responsible for selecting all of the competing products in the category that you work in on the internet. There's all kind of things that they can do. If they can recognize shapes and colors and differentiate between letters, there are jobs. Once they turn 5 or 6, they can help you with events. They can do chores. Chores can also be listed as a part of their job description for which they get paid when they work in your home-based business. Now, just because it's a home-based business does not mean the business always happens at home. I am a speaker. That's been my home-based business forever. I speak. I go to churches. I go to colleges. I will go to the sidewalk if you invite me, and if you have at least one person there, I will talk to that person. So that does not happen in my house, but it is still my home-based consulting business. So if you've got a 10 or 12-year-old, let me tell you, that person can run your whole company. I'm telling you. They can do bookkeeping. They can do spreadsheets. One of my children is looking at me now because she's been doing all of this since forever. Let me tell you, and I think she's equipped for the world. So your children can work in your home-based business. You have to hire them, give them a job, set up an account to send that money to. So if you are the non-custodial parent and you pay child support, then I'm going to send you the steps that you need to take in order to document this as a payment to your child in your home-based business so that you can then write this off at the end of the year. There has to be cooperation. Let me tell you when cooperation breaks down. Cooperation breaks down and communication breaks down when people don't get their money. Now, my husband and I had a conversation a long time ago that if something happened between he and I, he asked, would I take him to court for child support? I said yes, because here's the deal. I want to make sure my money comes when it's supposed to come. If it's supposed to be in my account on Friday morning, I don't want to have to call you, figure out where you at. You might be on a date with your new girl, whatever the case may be. I don't want to be bothered with that. It is not about my emotional opinion about you. It is not about my compassion. It is simply about numbers, mathematics. It is business. And if we start to handle our business like a business, then we would all be in business with better businesses. And we can then teach these strategies to our children, because the only reason why anybody is ever in a financial situation is because of an emotional decision that they have made. You show me somebody with a financial problem and it's attached to emotions, because if it was not attached to emotions and if it was simply based on mathematics and objectivity, then we all know that 1 + 1 = 2. And if your stuff adds up to 10, it will never get into 2. So if you knew you only had $2, you would not spend 10 if objectivity was the only factor there. But if you start to feel sorry for yourself or feel sorry for the other person, and, oh, I don't want them to think I'm not down for them. Somebody comes to borrow money from you. You know you don't have the money. You figure out a way to give it to them. That's all emotions. That's emotional. So in order to get us back on top with this issue with child support in our communities and abroad, then I want you to be strategic about it. So the best thing that you can do is if you are in a relationship and it is not working out and the children are involved, is to sit down and have a business meeting. I will sit down with any couple, married or not, and help you come up with a strategy so that on payday and when it's time to clock those dollars, that everybody knows what to expect and everybody can win. The beautiful thing about this is, sisters, you're still going to get your child support payment. Brothers, you're going to get it back. Everybody can win. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON, 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago. I'm going to take a break. I want you to call me at 312-374-8130. 312-374-8130. I think that's the right number, because I'm going to take some calls right after the break. Don't turn that dial. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
To your loved ones, Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm Lynn Richardson. I'm your host. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, and that means you. So I got to give you some important next steps before we run out of time. Email me at, or go to my website, I should say, and connect with me, LynnRichardson.com. Go to the radio website at LynnMillionaire.com. You can go to either of those websites to connect with me and get to the next step. You can call my office at 888-596-6123. That's 888-LYNN, L-Y-N-N-1-2-3. When you leave a message, include a mobile number. If you do not have a mobile phone, you need to get one. If you do not have a mobile phone, you need to get one, okay? You got to get a mobile phone because in order for me to help as many people out there who need help, I've got to be able to connect to you. And if the only thing you are working with, and this is to all my beautiful, wonderful elders out there, and I love you so much, and I wish I could sit and talk to you, but I can't do that. I just can't do it. So we can't call you. You don't have a voicemail. We got to call you back. You got to call us back. It just does not work. There is something called technology, and I want you to take this with love. They used to go to the bathroom in an outhouse, and then they created indoor plumbing. So once they created indoor plumbing, now everybody goes inside and uses the restroom. It's more efficient, and it makes everybody's life happier. They used to have just a landline, and you could not communicate with people. You had to send a message via a handwritten letter. But now they have email. They have websites. And so now that's how we communicate, and it makes everybody's life faster. So what I don't want you to do is sit there and mull in a situation when you can get out. So if you call my office, please make sure you leave a mobile number, because then my office can get back to you quickly and get solutions and answers into your hands right away. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I want you to call me at 312-374-8130. Get your child support back. Hire your child to work in your home-based business. Then the money that you pay for child support, you can call that a salary, and you can get that money back on your tax return when it's time to file your taxes. And guess what? You can either decrease the debt that you owe the IRS, or you can increase your refund. Either way, I want you to understand the strategies. Now, they say a whole lot of stuff about number 45. I agree with many of them. But let me tell you what number 45 did. Number 45 expanded tax breaks for not just the wealthy, but for people in business. That means you. So while we're complaining about all the things that are wrong, I want you to get the thing that's right. And that is, if you have a business, then you have power. Dennis, you are on the phone with here on WVON. Do you have a question for me?
Yes. How are you, Mr. Richardson?
I am excellent. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Excellent.
I called you a couple of times, and I haven't received a call back. So my situation is that I would like to get look into estate planning and a financial planning packet.
Did you email my office? Did you go to the website? Hey, there you go.
No,
That's it right there.
I'm one of those old senior citizens that are still taking notes from the way back.
Let me tell you something. I need every senior citizen to find you a millennial person to help you, okay? Because I don't want you sitting there waiting for me when I can get to you much quicker. Now, you all know I love you, but you know I'm one person. And so I help thousands of people, and I'm in this every day, and I'm grinding. So what, Mr. Dennis, I want you to hold on. My daughter is going to actually take your number as soon as we're off the air, and then I'm going to make sure we get you the help that you need, get you to Attorney Stokes, and so on and so forth. I'm so grateful for you calling in. Thank you so much, Mr. Dennis.
Okay, is your daughter in your business?
Yes, absolutely. All my children work in my business, except that last one, she always complains about the job. She wants a different job. No, this is the job that's available for you with your skill set. But she's a freshman at Howard University now, so pray for her. And, Mr. Dennis, we're going to get you that plan and that estate plan because it's needed, and I'm so proud of you for calling. Thank you so much. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON. It's time for me to go. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. Go to LynnRichardson.com. Call my office at 888-LYNN-123. Get your child support back, brothers. Don't let egos, don't let pride, don't let anger, don't let anything stop you. Let green be your motivation so you can have more of it in your pocket. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.